And we have on the phone with us Dana Strain, the head football coach of the Hastings Raiders football team, 1 week away from the regular season opener against New Prague. One scrimmage down this week, Coach, one to go, and I know that that one's always a good opportunity to see kind of what you've got against a different team. But you guys scrimmaged yourself earlier this week. Oh, how have practices been going, and what have you seen so far?
Well, practices have gone well, and what we've seen so far is kind of what we would expect to see. There's only so much that you can do going against yourself, and so we're super excited to get going here on Saturday against somebody else. That's where you not only get a chance to kind of gauge where you're at much better than you can going against yourself, but it gives your kids a chance to see something different, and we'll get it on film, and we're going to get a lot of growth coming out of that scrimmage. So just kind of building up to that scrimmage and very excited to go do that because of the growth that I know it will allow us to get as a football team. But up to this point, kids are working extremely hard. It's a good group of kids. You know, we've got some talented kids and some kids we're excited about. We just got to get going against somebody else here and kind of measure where we're at.
So what kind of is the plan for Saturday, other than scrimmaging new opponents? What's kind of the plan for Saturday in terms of what are some of the things you're looking for specifically that you care to share, and what are some of the things that you're hoping to get out of the team as you look forward to New Prague next week?
Yeah, it's just, you know, going live really across the board is what you've got to experience, and you only get to do so much of that in practice. Of course, you got to be a little bit careful with injuries and things, but you're really limited in the amount of contact and live action that you can do until about the time we get to the scrimmage. So all of the things that come with live football is what we need to see. You know, we can block a young man, but we're going to get a chance to find out here on Saturday if we can block a guy from another team that's actually trying to get to the ball carrier. Our quarterback's got to feel live pressure. Our defensive backs have got to feel what it's like to get blocked live. And the big thing that I think you find out, it's all about blocking and tackling here on this Saturday scrimmage. You know, we've got young men that look great running around, but until you go live and go live against other opponents, you don't know how they're actually going to show up and tackle. We don't know how they're going to show up and get off of blocks. And on the offensive side, it's whether we can physically block guys and move guys that are competing against us. So it's just a very different thing when you go live, and it's a very different thing when you go against another opponent. So that's what we got to get to so we can make better evaluations on our kids and so we can help them get better by showing them what it's going to be like, you know, in live action, like it'll be on game night.
So looking ahead to next week, I know you're focused right now on the Saturday scrimmage, but Thursday next week you open with New Prague. It's a team that you probably know better than I the last time you faced them, if you ever have, but a team that is not a team that Hastings Athletics typically faces off against very often in much of anything. But you open with them. What do you know about them, and what are you looking forward to the most about getting back out there at Todd Field?
Well, super excited to get back out on Todd Field, super excited to get back into a game. You know, it's just, that's why kids do it. It's just a blast. And so we're super excited to get to that point. We've got a lot of work to get there. In terms of New Prague, I don't know that we've ever played them in our school's history in football. But we know they're a very good football team. They're going to be physical. You know, they went toe-to-toe with Owatonna last year, a team that we really struggled against early on. So we know that that's going to be a good football team that likes to play a physical brand of football. And so, you know, it's one of the cool things about our schedule this year, too, is we play a lot of teams that we haven't played before, so we'll get a chance to see some new venues. But it's also just really cool to go against other teams that you haven't seen as much of. You know, you take a team like New Prague, not only have we not played them, but they hardly ever show up on the film when we're scouting the teams that we do play. So it's just not a very common opponent to us, so we haven't seen them a lot, but we have seen them. They played Owatonna last year. They played Jefferson last year. So we've seen them even before we knew they were on our schedule. We got a little bit of familiarity with them, but that's just one of the cool things I think about our schedule this year is we're going to get a chance to have some opponents that we just haven't seen as much of.
Yeah, and kind of piggybacking off of that, it's a very eclectic mix of very familiar teams and unfamiliar ones. I know Chaska is another one. Mankato East, of course, a team that you likely haven't faced off against in a very long time. But the familiar ones also, Bloomington Jefferson, Two Rivers, St. Thomas Academy, Apple Valley, that has to be helpful to not only get every section game in this year, but to see teams that you know how you're going to stack up against them.
Yeah, 100%. That's what I was, you know, there's several things about our schedule this year that I love, and one of the big ones is the fact that when we get into section playoffs, we will have played everybody within that section. So it should make seeding very clean and pretty easy to do. And so it also builds in some extra excitement within the season when you're playing those teams head-to-head. You know, you get a chance to talk about, hey, this is going to be one of the teams we're going to have to beat down the road. Adds a little layer of excitement when you can talk to your team, you know, in, let's say, week four, and you're playing in Apple Valley or whoever it is, and you can talk about section seeding and kind of the extra layer of excitement that adds to a game. If you win, you get the head-to-head matchup against them in terms of tiebreakers and things like that. So just that piece of the schedule, I really like the fact that we will have played all of these teams in our section by the time sections roll around.
And then, of course, lastly, looking at the team, you've got some great talent returning at the running back position, on the defensive side of the ball, at the wide receiver position. I know you're breaking in a new quarterback this year, but tell us a little bit about what you're hoping the team's goals are for this year. You guys got real close last year to getting some of those goals achieved, so I know that there's probably going to be some expectations this year.
Yeah, we're excited about our group. You know, the thing about football is no matter what year it is, you're always going to have some kids coming back that'll give you some familiarity. You're always going to have some kids that you might be excited about that just haven't actually had a chance to be showcased on a Friday night yet. So we're no different this year. We're awfully excited about a lot of the kids that we've got, whether they're returning starters or just kids that we've seen in off-season training. So we're excited, but, you know, it's also true that every year you kind of got to start over. And so, you know, even those kids that are returning starters, we got to build from day one and keep getting better each day. You know, so it's just part of the fun of this part of the season, too, is you're taking those veteran guys and you're assuming that they have, developed through the years from that experience, and then you just try to build them a little bit further. And then there's younger guys that have got less experience. You kind of got to start them at a different level. But it's so much growth that occurs in these first couple of weeks, whether they're returners or not. So super excited about our group, super fun group of kids to work with. And we're just enjoying the process daily right now of trying to help each kid get better and for us to try to get collectively better.
Dana Strain, head coach of the Hastings Raiders, with us. Thanks so much for taking the time, and we look forward to chatting with you again before next Thursday's game with New Prague.
Thank you, Trey.